My name is Jessie Ace. I'm part of a group of enabled warriors that you've probably never heard of. We're fighting back against our invisible illness and taking the dis out of disability. We don't give sympathy to our symptoms. They enable us to be the warrior that we are. If you ask doctors and nurses, they'd say what we're doing is impossible. But pushing the limits of our conditions is something that we have to break through every single day. We push the limits. We are mentally strong. We can do anything. The question is, how far can we push those limits? This podcast will give you the answers. I'm Jessie Ace, and this is the Disabled to Enabled podcast. Hi again, Fiona. How are you doing?
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm fine.
Awesome. So we're going to be talking about MS, kind of from the newly diagnosed, and kind of what happens in the body, what it kind of is, and how it's sort of caused, really. So can you start off by saying what actually happens in the body when someone has MS?
What happens is that it's all linked up with the immune system, and we all, with or without MS, we all have lymphocytes, which are there to help us fight off infection. They're one of the types of white blood cells. And for some reason, we don't fully understand, people with MS, some of those lymphocytes, the B cells and the T cells, are switched on in some way that they actually march across into the brain and spine and attack the nervous system. So they're actually specifically, they are attacking the myelin sheath, which is the protective coating around the nerves, and that myelin sheath becomes inflamed as it tries to fight off the attack. And during that period of time, people develop symptoms. They think that quite early on there is damage to the nerves underneath the myelin sheath while it is under attack. And so it depends on where those attacks are occurring as to what symptoms people experience.
That's awesome. Thank you. I kind of, to people who don't really get what MS is, kind of on the outside, the outsiders, if you like, I always kind of explain it as like, it's kind of like a phone charger with cables kind of spilling out of the sides and getting damaged, and that plastic coating around that getting damaged.
Yes. Because that's a good way to try and understand it, because even for me, years on, I mean, we have trillions of nerves, and it's quite a difficult idea, isn't it, to kind of grasp that they're different ones are being attacked. But you're right, it is like that plastic, that protective coating that we have around wires that we see all the time. Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. So what actually causes MS? Do we know this yet? Is there some sort of...
No, not fully. There have been more recent developments, and people are certain it's not one thing. And again, I kind of, to help me sort of picture it and explain it, I almost think it's like a jigsaw, and there's several pieces you put in, and the more pieces perhaps that fit, you might be one of those that get MS. It certainly has some environmental features, because if you look at the world, there is a geographical spread, and where people spend especially their younger years, particularly up to the age of 14, seems to determine their risk in developing MS. So the further north you are, or the further south you are, away from the equator, you are more likely to develop MS. So even in Scotland, the numbers are higher than in England, for example. So there's something in the environment. Sunlight is one of the main things that is thought of at the moment. So vitamin D. And lack of it in some areas, because even somewhere like England, where we might have a good sunny year, at best it's 6 months of the year we can absorb that vitamin D. So generally as a population we have quite low levels unless we take a supplement or go off for lots of warm sunny holidays, not as easy at the moment, of course. So certainly vitamin D as an environmental factor is thought to be the case. They have looked at diets and things as well, because obviously where you live does determine to some extent what foods we eat in a very general term, in a general way. But it is less conclusive that. They do still recommend in diets, obviously, that, and I think go into this more detail later, but, you know, lower fat content, which maybe you would argue that further north people do eat a higher fat diet. So environment is one thing, and in amongst that also is they do, they've done a lot of work into whether there are certain illnesses that you may develop in childhood that again gives you another factor towards developing MS. So glandular fever is one of those that they've looked into an awful lot to see if combined with other factors that children that develop glandular fever are more likely. So there is something in the environment.
Let's just take a short break to thank our sponsors. Enabled Warriors, do you want to win a copy of the Enabled Warrior Symptom Tracker book for free? The Symptom Tracker book will allow you to track your symptoms, instantly spot triggers, and get the best care possible from your doctors. Dr. Gretchen Hawley from the MSing Link said it was brilliant for those with chronic illnesses to give their doctors more accurate information. Recording these nuggets of information can be a game changer in receiving the best care for you and your symptoms. Inside the book, you'll find everything that you need to live your best life with chronic illness. Have you ever sat in an appointment and couldn't recall when your symptoms started, how long they lasted, the date of your first relapse, how long you've been on medication? Oh, me too. It's so annoying. That's why I made these pages in the book to help with this. Do you want to find out what foods are triggering your symptoms? Great. That's in the book too. Do you wish that you could wake up feeling positive and energetic every single day? The daily sheets in this book will help you do just that. Enter the giveaway by going to www.mybookgiveaway.com and enter your details through the message on Facebook Messenger that will pop up. If you are impatient and you want one now, then go get your Enabled Warrior Tracker book from www.enabledwarriors.org/book. Both of the links are in the show notes, so go and click them there and get in control of your chronic illness today and start living the life you deserve. Stay Enabled Warriors. Now let's get back to our guest.
There's also the genetic side. Now, I don't want people to think it's hereditary because it's not hereditary in that way. But over the last, few decades really, but since I've been an MS nurse particularly, they have identified genes that are common to people with MS. So you are more likely to share genes with, say, your parents than somebody you don't know. So there is a sort of, you know, something in the family potentially, but then you have people who have nobody, they don't know anybody with MS. So there's something to do with our genes. I just want to clarify that a bit because I don't want to worry your listeners. You can have two people who are twins, identical twins with the same genes, and one develops MS and one doesn't. So it's not only the genes, okay? But it is another part of that, and it's a very interesting part, and it's a part that is getting a lot of attention at the moment in MS, but also other medical conditions that genetics are an important factor. So there's that as well. So those are the two main bodies. And then in between, there's quite a sort of gray area, as I say, where we look into diet and things like that. So the short answer is, do we know what causes it? Not exactly.
Nope.
The long answer is probably many things of which they're still being looked at.
Yes, because we hear a lot about the JC virus as well. I'm not quite familiar with that one.
No. So the JC virus is something that 50% of people carry, with or without MS. Mm-hmm. And actually most of us won't know we carry it if we do, and it won't do us any harm. And the reason it's come into the world of MS is there is one particular treatment for MS, where if you do carry the virus, you are at more risk of severe, more severe complications you're at higher risk of severe complications. So that's why there's been an interest in that. But it's interesting that actually 50% of us carry it anyway, but we're just never tested. So we would never know. So MS, JC virus and MS doesn't affect the MS per se, only if you're on this particular treatment. So you're checked for it regularly if you are.
Oh, okay. Which particular treatment are we talking here?
It's Tysabri.
Tysabri.
Yeah.
So. Cool. I didn't know that. Thank you so much for that. So lastly in this section, how do they actually diagnose MS?
Mainly through people describing symptoms and the history that they describe. and then getting that confirmed with an MRI scan. That's an MRI of your brain and your spine. I say that because some of your listeners may have been diagnosed before, and initially they used to only do MRIs of your brain, but then it was found that obviously the attacking was done in your spine as well. So it's a combination of those. Some people do still have lumbar punctures. They were popular in the past, and they're less popular now. They're not so pleasant. But for some people, if the diagnosis isn't secure, then they will look for certain proteins that are in the fluid that runs in the spine. So that's sometimes. But generally, the MRI scans are of much better quality now. So it's what you tell the neurologist, and in combined with what shows on the MRI scan.
That's interesting. I had a lumbar puncture, and I can say that they are not the nicest of things.
Yeah. That's avoided, but sometimes now they will still ask to have them done. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so in the next section, guys, we're going to head into the myths that surround MS that we hear a lot about, but maybe actually aren't as true as we might think. So join us then.
Hey, I'm over here giving you a virtual high five right now, Enabled Warrior, because you just completed another episode of the Disabled to Enabled podcast, and that is so awesome. Well done. This time together has flown by though, so let's keep the conversation going. You are exclusively invited to join me in the Enabled Warriors Facebook group. We're a community of like-minded warrior friends with all kinds of different illnesses. We love playing games, doing quizzes, sharing our pet photos, and we are all there for each other through the bad times. All the links are waiting for you in the show notes, so I'll see you in there when you join.